It's WRMJ's Mercer County Relay for Life Radiothon. John Hoshai with you, along, of course, with Terry Tracy. And now joining me in the studio is Mary Flint, who, along with Pam Truman and now Stacy Dutton, who heads up American Cancer Society for this region, they're out front taking the phone calls and the pledges. But first, Mary, before you give people an update, as I just said with Katie Jenkins, it's always good to have you back on Relay for Life, because that means you're cancer-free and things are going well, because you didn't get the greatest diagnosis either many years ago.
No, and, you know, this year as I was lining up the speakers, I thought, you know, we need some people that have positive messages of hope.
Right.
And Robin Huffstetler did a great job this morning, as did Lisa McWhorter. And I wanted to come back on and, yeah, remind people of my story. I was involved with Relay when it was down at the high school on the old cinder track.
Right, yeah.
And we just pulled up like a hay rack to have our entertainment and had a lot of teams. And I relayed for my fellow science teacher and coach, Judy Richmond.
Right.
She coached volleyball same time I was doing basketball. And I always relayed for Judy, and it meant a lot to me. And, you know, like everybody, probably, you know, everybody in this room right now, you think, oh, that'll never happen to me. You know, or you at least hope so. So then in February of 2017, I'll preface that with my dad and mom were both in the nursing home at the time, which is part of the story. So then I credit myself to having just a very small indication, a very small symptom. Mm-hmm. I had just a tiny little bit of bleeding, and it happened, very little. And then, you know, the first time you kind of go, whatever. And then it did again. And I credit myself with going to Dr. Well, it was actually Amy Feist, and I always tell her she saved my life. Mm-hmm. She sent me right over to our hospital. And praise the Lord for our hospital. They did an ultrasound. That was February 16th of 2017. So I knew I had this mass, 6-centimeter mass, ovarian. And my dad died four days later.
Oh, wow.
So he is quite ill. So then I went to Iowa City, and I told Dr. Bender, you know, I'm good, but I got to wait a little while. I got to go through my dad's funeral and everything. So anyway, I had surgery in Iowa City on this 6-centimeter mass on my left ovary, Dr. Bender, and that was on February 27th. And I was diagnosed with stage 2A. That was the first time I really knew, like, stages had A, B, C. So I was stage 2A. And that I would need chemotherapy. He felt very confident that he got the mass, but I've told a lot of people this story. He equated this cancer, even though you think you get it all with your surgery, as sand. That if there's just one grain of sand, which would be one little tiny particle of cancer still left in your body, you need to have the chemo.
Right.
Because you have to wipe it all out,
yeah,
because otherwise that little piece will spread for you. So I started my chemo on April 11th, which coincidentally was my dad's birthday.
Hmm.
And I had 6 treatments. I was going through my notes. My hair started falling out April 25th. I lost all my hair with the kind of chemo that I had. So I had 6 of those. So between February and then August of 2017, I got diagnosed, had all my treatments, and then on August 21st, 2017, I said, cancer-free.
Mm-hmm.
It worked.
Right.
So praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And this year, you know, August of 2022, last year, was my 5-year anniversary. Oftentimes they say it doesn't always hold, but they say, you know, if you can make it 5 years, you have a better chance of survival.
Mm-hmm.
So I have made it to 5, and of course, August here, it'll be 6. So I would just encourage people to, number one, if you have any symptom, like it would have been easy for me to just blow off that little bit of blood.
Right.
You know, you've got to get in and have it checked. You have to. And if there's any preventative tests that any of you listening have skipped, colonoscopies, I have people all the time say, ah, geez, those are terrible. I hate those. It's awful. Yeah, they are.
Oh, they're not
that nearly
bad.
As no, awful. Not as they're easy. Not, John.
No, between my first one and my second one, the second one was a lot easier.
It's not that bad. And what I tell people, it could save your life.
Right.
You don't know that it's there. So get those. Get your mammograms. Same thing. A little uncomfortable, but that's a lot better than letting cancer progress.
Yeah.
So do that. And I would also like to say, as it seemed to be a common theme this morning, keep positive. Have a positive attitude when you go in. Stuff happens. Be positive. Do what you can. Follow their directions. And then have hope. Hope is the best. And that was one of, it sounds weird, one of the best times of my life, because so many friends and family and community contacted me with cards and food, and you just feel so fortunate to have all those people in your life, and they pray for you, they come and visit you, and it just gives you hope. And for people listening, you got to keep that.
Right, exactly.
You do.